1948, when they established the Medina, Friday was Heir, and Shabbos was Vavir. And the British mandate was over at midnight on Friday night, so it wasn't really legal to establish the Medina on Heir, because it was still under the British. But some of those who signed the Declaration of Independence were Shomer Shabbos. Unfortunately, some of them were not. Some of them were Shomer Shabbos. So they signed the statement of Hakamas HaMedina on Heir. But it wasn't really effective until Friday night, till Vavir. So at that time, one of the tzaddikim in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yankim Moshe Chalap, Rabbi Chalap's grandfather, was dancing from joy. Somebody told this to Rabbi Chalap. He wasn't there. So someone who was there told him. He was dancing from joy that there's a sefer called Kol HaTor. It's written by one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Goyen who moved to Eretz Yisrael. And the main theme of the sefer is all about Moshiach ben Yosef. We know about Moshiach ben David and the Malchus Beis David. The Gemara in Sukkah, in one place, in Shas, mentions Moshiach ben Yosef. But apparently in the Zohar it appears very often. So the Vilna Goyen had a lot to say about the topic of Moshiach ben Yosef. And in this sefer he writes everything up and he quotes in the name of the Vilna Goyen, that if you were just born into the world in order to develop all of these ideas regarding Moshiach ben Yosef, it would have been worthwhile. He felt that this was the most important thing, that he was mechadesh pshat in all of these passages in the Zohar. So in that sefer, Kol HaTor, he talks about the Gulu HaSida. So he refers to three specific days in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, and instead of saying Heir, Vavir, and Chof Chesir, so he gives you the description of the day. The Hasidim, after they count Sfira Saima, they say a tefillah at the end. So they say, Ratzon, that I, by the Sfira Saima, I should be Mesaka Masha Pagan Pdi Besfira. So on the first night they say Chesed Shebechesed, and the second night they say Gvura Shebechesed, third night they say Tefera Shebechesed. So in this Sefer, he singles out the 3 days, Yisoid Shebe Teferes, and Malchus Shebe Teferes, and Chesed Shebe Malchus. These are the 3 days of Heir, Vavir, and Chof Chesir. So Rabbi Yankim Moshe was dancing from joy. Now he knows Pshat and the Kol HaTor. What's going to happen? Something major is going to lead towards the Geula on Yisoid Shebet Tiferes, that's Heir, and Malchus Shebet Tiferes, that's Vavir. He didn't know what Chof Chesir is. He didn't live so long. At that time, it hadn't happened yet. The conquering of Yerushalayim happened years later. He wasn't alive at that time. How significant is the Inyan of the Medina, HaKamas HaMedina? So the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, has a collection of drushes that's known as Likutei Torah. Rav Soloveitchik was brought up in a Lubavitcher community. He was born in a Lubavitcher community. He was brought up in Chaslavich. So he learned a lot in Cheder. He learned a lot about the Tanya. So he said he doesn't understand how Rabbanim can deliver a drasha for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur without looking in the Likutei Torah. He always looked in the Alter Rebbe's drasha. So in one place in the Likutei Torah, Alter Rebbe talks about the Gzera de Rabbanim, that you're not permitted to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Gzera shambir yavarena dal ramas. So first the Gemara thought that it's a din d'oraisa based on the Shinui Haloshin, that one pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Yom Truah, day on which we blow shofar. The other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a day, Zichron Truah, a day on which we speak about. We talk about Tkiyah Shofar. So then the Gemara says, it can't be that it's a din d'oraisa that you don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shcholi is b'Shabbos, but in the Mishnah says, b'Amigdosh are you token. So why they blow Shofar on the base of Amigdosh? The Gemara says, no, it's only a Gzera de Rabbanim. Shem Yerabba Rena Dalarams. The Gemara says, Gzera de Rabba. Rabba is not the one who introduced the Gzera. Rabba lived in the days of the Amorayim. This is a gzera that appears in the Mishnah, Bisman Abayis, that this gzera de Rabban. So who was the one who introduced the gzera? So one of the earlier Achrayim writes, the gzera was introduced by none other than Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's why the Pasuk says, Zichron Truah. So you see that the Pasuk is alluding to the gzera de Rabban. At first the Gemara thought that it's a din d'oraisa. Then the Gemara establishes that it's only a gzera de Rabban. So it means it's a gzera that was introduced by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Baal HaTanya says that everybody knows that that's not correct. That the Gzera de Rabbanon, this Gzera was clearly introduced Bizman by Sheni, when Ruba, the Ruba of the Gzeras were introduced by the Chachamim. We have in the opening Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misin, Mesorah Yoshua, till it was transmitted to Anshei Knesset Agdola. Anshei Knesset Agdola was a body of 120 Rabbanim that was started at the beginning of the Bayi Sheni period. So one of the three mottos that they spoke of was Asei Siog Latar. They were the ones who made all the Harchokas and all the Siogim. Vice Rishon period, you had a little bit Siogim, but not so much. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about Muktzah. When David HaMelech died, he was Muta Bahama, there was an issue of Muktzah. The Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech introduced until his Adayim for Truma, Adayim Shnia saying that's Gzeir the Rabban. There were Gzeir the Rabban and Vice Rishon. But Ruba, the Ruba of the Gzeiris were introduced in Bayi Sheni. Why so? Why did they feel more compelled to make the Gzeiris in Bayi Sheni? So the Balatanya quotes from Kabbalah sources that in Bais Rishon there was an independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, so that's why the Yetzer Hara didn't have that much of a shlita. I know what that means. The Gemara says the Bais Rishon was chor because of Avodah Zarah, Gila Rais, and Shvichas Domim. The Tanakh all over says like that. I don't know what it means. But he says in the Bais Sheni period, because there was no independent Jewish government till the days of the Hashmonaim, that was the first few centuries in the Bais Sheni period, so that's why the Yetzer Hara had more of a shlit, and that's why the Anshei Knesset Agdola adopted as a major motto, Asei Siog Latar, because there's more of a need for Harchokes and Siogim in the Bayi Sheni period. People, a lot of people say, Rav Soloveitchik has this printed also in one of his drushes. He used to speak every year for the Mizrahi at the Mizrahi convention, so they printed in Yiddish one of the drushes under the title HaDrusha. Then they printed another pamphlet, soft-covered pamphlet, that's called Fear Drashas, Four Drashas. So the one and four adds up to five, so in Hebrew they translate it's called Chamesh Drashot. So there in the Drashas, Rav Soloveitchik has this expression also, the way people, that's a popular, a common saying, that in HaShamayim, in 1948, they indicated that the Ramban is right. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. And the Ramban disagrees here and there. He picks on particular mitzvahs. So he deletes about 16, 17 mitzvahs, says he has to replace them with other mitzvahs, says he. Because the Midrashim tell us that 248 mitzvahs, says he, 365 mitzvahs, says he. So the Ramban has a mitzvah dalad that he replaces the 16, 17 mitzvahs that the mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh dalad is the most famous one where he says to establish a medina. So Rav Soloveitchik has, and that's how people say, see, Min HaShemayim, they show that the Ramban is right, that you have to establish a medina in Eretz Yisrael. So the truth of the matter is, the Shaila is, how come the Rambam didn't count that mitzvah? So the Megillas Esther has a running commentary. Yos Esther was written by a man, but his mother's name was Esther, and she passed away as he was going to print. They wanted to memorialize the mother, so he named the Sefer after his mother. That's what he writes in the introduction. So the Megillah Esther always comes to defend the Rambam. So he writes, the reason why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Hakomas HaMedina is because of the Shalosh Shavuos. He was the first one that made a whole fuss about the Shalosh Shavuos. The Gemara points out in the end of Maseches Ksubis that you have a pasuk that appears three times in Shir Hashir. Mishbati Eschem Eros Yerushalayim Yim Te'iru Yim Te'iru Esarava Atshetech Potz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Jewish people take a Shavua. So it says the same thing three times. So it must be that there are three Shavuos. Why should the pasuk say the same thing three times? It must be referring to three different Shavuos. So what are the three Shavuos? So one of the three Shavuos is that Layala Bachayma, the Jewish people, won't force the issue to establish a Medina before the time. So that was that's what the Megillah Esther says, that since we live in the Golis now, and we're not allowed to establish, and not allowed to press the issue to establish a Medina, and the Rambam writes, you only count the mitzvah, which is Nohegas L'doris. If it's not Noheg L'doris, it doesn't belong in the Minyan HaMitzvah, so that's why the Rambam didn't count it. So the Avnei Nezer has a long tshuva in the second Chelek Yeredeah, where he rips apart everything that the Megillah Esther says. The whole thing is not correct. The Rambam lists off all the mitzvahs that have to do with Hakrovas, Hakarbonas, and the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, Bizman, as I said. That's not called Einan Eges Ledoiris. If you have a Beis HaMikdash, it's Noeg. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it's not Noeg. The Rambam lists off all the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maisris, and the Rambam himself says that Trumas and Maisris, Bizman, as is only the Rabbanan. So how come he lists that it's not Noeg Ledoiris? The answer, it is Noeg Ledoiris. You have to have certain conditions met. In order to be chayv in Trumas and Maisa, you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle it is. So if Shemitah is only the Rabbanan, because Shemitah is only the Raisa, it's going to lead up to Yovel. In order to have Yovel, you have to have Kol Yoshveho Aleho. So Shemitah is only the Rabbanah today, so Afroshes, Trumas, the Mises can't be Menatar. So that's not called Eid and the Hegas. Eid and the Hegas, the Torah means if you have a Hirashah, once in the history of the world, or when the mitzvah was given, Belachatchila, not to leave over the month till the morning. That was a Hirashah for 40 years when the month was falling down. It's not a Din Lidur. So that's what the Rambam says you don't count. But Hakamas Amadina, why shouldn't the Rambam count it just because they're Sholosh Shavuos? Then furthermore, the truth of the matter, you look in the Rambam, the first line in Hilchos Melachim, he does count Hakamas Amadina. So the whole Megillas Esther, he misunderstood what the Ramban said. The Ramban didn't list the mitzvah da. He didn't mean to say the mitzvah of Hakamas Amadina. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Hilchos Melachim, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof, and the base, but the Gemara says, Gimel mitzvahs, Nitztav Yisrael, Bichnisasim La'aretz. The Jewish people became obligated to observe three mitzvahs when they entered Eretz Yisrael. The first one is, Lahamed Lahem Melech, to establish a Jewish government overall of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the same. That's what the Ramban said, Hakamas Hamadina. So what is the mitzvah that the Ramban listed that the Ramban didn't list? So if you look in the Ramban, he's not talking about the mitzvah of Hakamas Hamadina, that the Ramam also counted. He's talking the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah that we are all in violation of. We're all supposed to be living in Eretz Yisrael. If you can make a reasonable parnasa, you have an obligation. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael to live off of charity. But if you can live in Eretz Yisrael reasonably, then there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that mitzvah, for some reason or another, the Rambam didn't count. So that's the Hasogas, the Ramban shouldn't count that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Once the Ramban is talking about Rashtim Masoretz, V'yishavtim bo, he's talking about V'yishavtim bo. So he talks about the first half of the Pasuk also, V'harashtim Masoretz. We have an obligation in all generations to put together an army if you have the ability to, and to go conquer Eretz Yisrael and take it away from the nation who's living there. And we should all establish a Jewish government. That the Rambam also agrees to that. It's a mitzvah of establishing a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah that the Rambam didn't count is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a question. Why didn't it count? The Rambam quotes all the dinim in Hilchos Melachim. He quotes all the Gemaras in the end of Ksubis, the last two blot in Ksubis. The Gemara talks about the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So different Mefarshim suggest different answers. So the Knesset Sagdaila suggests that the Rambam holds a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is only with the Rabbanan, and he only lists those mitzvahs that are minatar. The Pashta says that's not correct. You read the Chumash, the whole thrust of the Chumash, in the beginning to the end, is we're all supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. How can you say it's only with the Rabbanan? The Pashta says that's not the answer. So different Achrayim give different suggestions why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So some say that the reason why the Rambam didn't count it is because it's included in the mitzvah Uvoy Sidbok. We're supposed to try to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as close as we can. You shouldn't stay far away. Some people stay far away from their Baruch Hu, but they keep his mitzvahs and they run away from them. Uvoy Sidbok. We should try to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara comments, the Gemara in the first parak in Titus comments on the Pasuk in Chumash, Eini Hashem Elokecha bo mireishis Hashana ad Achri Shana, that there's a special Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael, more so than in Chutzlar. There's Hashgacha Pratis all over the world also. But there's more Hashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutzlar. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that we assume that Hashgacha Pratis is not spread evenly over everybody to the same extent. Tzadikim have more hashgacha pratis than Beinanim. Yisrael have more hashgacha pratis than Umas Oilom. And Karav Hashem L'chol Kairav, they also are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be closer to them. And we assume there's more hashgacha pratis in Eretz Yisrael than there is in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara in the first parak in Tainis quotes that pasuk, Eini Hashem Elokecha bo. So the Gemara says, when Eretz Yisrael needs rain, so the Ribbono Shel Olam decides to give rain to Eretz Yisrael. Agav Eretz Yisrael, it's going to rain in other places in the world also, but the main decision is about Eretz Yisrael. That's probably what it means in the Gemara in the end. Ksubas kol ador b'chutz la'aretz kilu ein lo Eloah. Whoever lives in chutz la'aretz is as if he doesn't have a God. What do you mean? Because there's less hashgacha pratis than in Eretz Yisrael. So some say that that's the reason why the Samachranim say the reason. There are many chiburim on the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam, where they try to explain the Rambam shitas in general in the Minyan HaMitzvos. So some say the reason why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, he also agrees that it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, not like the Knesset HaGdolah. The reason why he didn't count it is it's included in the Voisid book. The way to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by living in Eretz Yisrael. Others suggest based on the Ramban and Parsha Zachei Mois and last week's Sedra. Last week and this week in Kedoshim, it says the same thing. We shouldn't violate Gili Arais, we shouldn't violate Molech and Avodah Zarah, because we'll Osoki Eschem Haoretz B'tamachem Oysa, Eretz Yisrael Vamed Asa, Kashikoh Asa Goy Shilof Nech, just like Eretz Yisrael Vamed it out, the other nations who were there before the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, we have, when we live in Eretz Yisrael, we have to be careful not to violate Gili Arais, not to violate Avodah Zarah. So the Rambani Asanchumish, Avodah Zarah and Gili Arais are not from the mitzvah Satliyas Boharis. You have to observe that equally all over the world. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Chumash say? We should be careful. We should be careful not to violate Avodah Zarah and Gili Arais in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be careful all over the world. The Ramban says, he sees from the Chumash that the Ikam Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. He told me that there's a certain Talmud Chacham, a known tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael today, who every so often he goes to Chutz Laretz. So if he has an option of davening mincha in Chutz Laretz or in Eretz Yisrael, so he'll choose to daven in Eretz Yisrael because of this Ramban HaChumash, that any the Ikam Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. As the Ramban writes in Bereishis, he raises the question, if the Gemara tells us that Kiyam Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna, Avram Avinu observed all the mitzvahs before the Torah was given. He had Kloyos Yoatzos, the Medrash has an expression. He figured out on his own. He looked into the world and he figured out which are the Taryag mitzvahs. Because the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Histakol Ba'araisa Baras Olam. Baruch Hashem looked into the Torah and he created the world. So if you look into the world, you should be able to figure out what the blueprint was. Torah was the blueprint of the world, according to all the Midrashim, the opening pasuk in Bereishis. So somehow Avram Avinu was able to figure out all of the mitzvahs and he observed them. So the could be only Avram Avinu, could be that his children didn't, but the Ramban HaChumash assumes that Avram Avinu did, Yitzchak Avinu did, and Yaakov Avinu did. So he's bothered with the question, how can Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters if they observed all the mitzvahs before the Torah was given? So many different answers are suggested. So the Ramban has a famous suggestion, the Chumash Bereishis. He thinks that the Ovis only volunteered to observe all the mitzvahs Kodem Shenitna Torah in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the main place for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs. After the Torah was given, so the Torah made a loy plug. You have to observe the mitzvahs even in Chutz Laretz. But it only makes sense, it makes more sense in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Yaakov Avinu only observed the dinim in Eretz Yisrael. Stakim, on his way back to Eretz Yisrael, one of his wives died. So that when he would live in Eretz Yisrael, he would only be married to one wife. That's how the Ramban says on Chumash. Ramban has the same comment on the Parsha of Kriya Shema and the Hayoyim Shamoya. It says, HaKadosh Baruch will throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. And then it says we should continue to observe the mitzvah of Tefillin. So Rashi, on that pasuk, quotes from the Sifrei that the Nabi Yirmiyah says, Hatzibi loch tziyunim. Yirmiyah was right before the Churban Abayis, and he wrote Echa. He lived with the Churban Abayis. So he says that when the Jewish people go into Golus, Bavel, during the 7 years of Golus Bavel, we better remember all the mitzvahs because we're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years. We're going to forget everything. Hatzibi loch tziyunim, we should remember everything. So Rashi HaChumash quotes in the Sifrei, the Torah tells us even when we are Chutz Laretz, we should observe tefillin and mezuzah so that when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, there shouldn't be foreign mitzvahs. Like when the Jews came back 80 years ago, 100 years ago, when they started coming to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know anything about Afrashas, Trumas, and Maisas. Even the big Talmid Chacham, they didn't know what you're supposed to do. All the mitzvahs are tlis baretz. So the Pella is, what do you mean? We should observe tefillin and mezuzah and Chutz Laretz so that when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, there shouldn't be chadoshim. Tefillin and mezuzah is not from the mitzvahs are tlis baretz. That applies all over the world. So they say from the Vilna Gaon that it's a misprint, it should say Trumas HaMaisris, Tof Vav Mem. Rashi originally quoted the version from the Sifrei that it says we should observe Trumas HaMaisris, and someone made a Rosh HaTevis. Trumas HaMaisris, Tof Vav Mem, then the printer wanted to do us a favor, so he was Mefanech, the Rosh HaTevis, so he wrote Tefillin and Mezuzah. But the Ramban had the Girsa in the Sifrei and in the Rashi that it says Tefillin and Mezuzah. The Parsha talks about Tefillin and Mezuzah. Parsha doesn't talk about the Trumas HaMaisris. So the Ramban says in a few places in Chumash, the Yikam Mokam for Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs is really in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what some of the Achrayim say, the reason why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of establishing a medina, he did count. That's Lahamed Lahamelech. He quoted that mitzvah. The reason why he didn't count the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, because that's really a prat within all of the 613 mitzvahs. When you live in Eretz Yisrael, so your observance of Shabbos is enhanced, your observance of Kashrus is enhanced, your observance of Taras HaMishpacha, everything is enhanced when you live in Eretz Yisrael. That's really a prat within all of the other mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael was singled out by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from day number one when he created the world. The Gemara tells us, Eretz Yisrael gevoya mikol ha'arotz. Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world. Why? Because when the brothers were shuttling back and forth from Eretz Canaan to Eretz Mitzrayim to buy food, when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, so when they're going from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, it's called Vayerdu Acha Yosef Asor. Vayerdu. When they go back to Eretz, it's called Aliyah, Vayalu. Why is it called Aliyah and Yerida? Because Eretz Yisrael Gevoya Mikol Ha'arotz. Then the Gemara says, Yerushalayim Gevoya Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael because it says, V'kamta V'yalisa Alam Mokum V'yalisa. It's a higher elevation. In what way is Yerushalayim a higher elevation than the Alps? The Alps are a higher elevation above sea level. What do you mean higher? What do you mean Yerushalayim is higher? The Gemara says that Ein Itim, David HaMelech, thought that the place, the halacha requires that the Talmid HaChacham should try to figure out on their own where to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then they have to consult a Nabi. So David HaMelech first figured out, and he figured wrong, we should build it in the highest elevation in Eretz Yisrael, that's in Ein Itim. And then the Nabi tells him, no, it should be a little lower down. Not Ein Itim is the highest elevation. So the Chazal say, Ein Itim is the highest elevation, not Yerushalayim. So what do they mean when they say Eretz Yisrael, Gevoya Mikol Ha'arotz, this is not true. The Swiss Alps are higher than Eretz Yisrael, above sea level. And Yerushalayim is not the highest location. So the Baal HaMor in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and the Avchal from the base explains, Baal HaMor, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that's very Peladik Gemara. No one understands. Rashi and Tosis is very Talmud there. So the Chazanish wrote a whole Kuntras Yudcher Shoyes about to establish where the international dateline is. So the Chazanish explains that seven Rishonim all say the same thing. Rashi and Tosis don't say a word about it. But the other Rishonim all say the same pshat in this Gemara, the Baal HaMor and the Kuzari. Those are the two famous ones. And he quotes another five Rishonim and say the same pshat, that the international dateline cuts through Korea and cuts through Australia. What's up with Korea? Why does it cut through Korea? 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. Why 90 degrees to the east? Because the world is a globe. Earth is a globe, and the globe has two hemispheres. So two hemispheres. You can put whatever you want on top. You can put the North Pole on top. You can put the South Pole on top. I was born in Scranton. You put Scranton on top. You can put Moscow on top. You can put whatever you want. So what was on top? When the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, what was on top? So the Chazal say, Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael was on top. That's what it means. Eretz Yisrael, Gevoya Mikol Ha'arotz, means at the moment of Briyas HaOlam, Eretz Yisrael was on top. Which part of Eretz Yisrael was on top? Yerushalayim. May nafkin mina. What's the difference? What was on top? May dahava havi. Ancient history, what's the relevance? No, Vahiyerev, Vahivake, Yaymechot, whatever was on top. So, Vahiyerev, whatever was on top is the center of that upper hemisphere. Then there's a lower hemisphere. So, if the center of the upper hemisphere is Yerushalayim, then 90 degrees to the east is the beginning of that hemisphere. So, 90 degrees, and the earth is going this way, turning around on its axis. So, if the earth is turning, so the first... If this is on top, then it's what's doing there? The sun is going to rise, or the sun is going to set. The Jewish calendar begins by here, so the sun sets. The Tzeisa Kocham takes place first in Korea, 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. So that's what all of the Rishonim were talking about, the issue of the dateline. They all say the dateline was established in Sheshes Mei Bereishis when the Rabbanu Shalom created the world. Yerushalayim was on top, and therefore the dateline was 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. So that was from day number one. Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim were singled out at the time of Briyas HaOlam. And that's what the Chazanish paskens la'alacha, the dateline cuts through Korea and cuts through Australia. The Chazal tell us that when the Gemara says in Perek Chelek, when the Mabul occurred, there weren't a wall surrounding Eretz Yisrael. And Bederach HaTeva, the floods, the waters of the flood should have destroyed Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Gemara says it didn't. Eretz Yisrael was not affected. It was a miracle. The whole Mabul was a miracle. There isn't so much water in the whole wide world. There isn't so much water that should cover up the highest mountain in the world. The whole thing is impossible, Bederach HaTeva. The whole marble was an Eretz. If the marble didn't affect the Eretz Yisrael, the whole marble was an Eretz to begin with. The Chazal knew that there's a water cycle. The Gemara in Titus says, the water comes down, then it evaporates, goes back up, comes down, goes back up. There isn't so much water in the whole wide world. Can't keep on raining forever, and the ground is going to be full of water, Esher Mama, a mile higher than the highest mountain. There isn't so much water in the whole wide world. The whole thing was an Eretz. So this was also an Eretz. And so it was singled out as a special place from Sheshis Mebereshis, and at the time of the Mabul, that was clear. And you have in the Chumash that Terach Abi Avram wanted to move the whole family to Eretz Canaan. Why did he want to move to Eretz Canaan? So the Mefarshim HaChumash comment. Some say that the rest of the earth was destroyed because of the Mabul, but the only earth so was not destroyed. So he wanted to go for the Gashmias, because it didn't suffer from the Mabul. And others say, no, he was interested a little bit in spirituality. And they all knew that Eretz Yisrael is the place for spirituality. But then he started to go, and he didn't continue to go. So then the Rabbanu Shlomo appeared to Avraham Avinu, and he said, you go all the way. Lech lecha me'artzecha, your father started to go. So you go all the way. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, Perek Aleph, Maseches Kelim, where the Mishnah lists off Eser Kedusha, saying the 10 levels of Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mikol HaRotzes. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to the rest of the world. Ayoras HaMakaf Yisrael have more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Yushalayim has more Kedusha than the other Ayoras HaMakaf Yisrael. And Harabais has more Kedusha. Then within Harabais you have Midirabbanan, different levels. On the level of the Raisa, the whole Harabais is one. Midirabbanan, there's Esnashim and the Chil, different sections within the Harabais and so on. So the Mishnah gives you the Esek Kedusha saying, and he gives you the nafkemina ledina. There's a din. You can't just say, he's a holy person. In what way is he holy? Abstract holiness. In modern Hebrew, they call it kedusha artilois. Artiloi means naked. Abstract kedusha. So you say, Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, lamay nafkemina. There are dinim that apply in Eretz Yisrael. A kohen has kedusha, lamay nafkemina. He can be makir karbanis. He can eat truma, and I can't eat truma. So you say, Yerushalayim has kedusha. There are dinim that apply to Yerushalayim that don't apply to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah quotes the most obscure din that they could have possibly quoted. Some Kodesh is Mikol HaRotzes Shemivim Imenu HaOymer Ashtei Alechem. If anyone would ask you, what are the dinim which indicate that Eretz Yisrael is different from Chutz La'aretz, you would start, Trumas HaMaisa Shmita V'yoyva Lekin Shikha Peh Peret Ololos. You would have a whole list of dinim. Chala. Who would ever think, who ever heard of this din? That the Oymer has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael, but we don't understand why it has to grow. Xeris HaKosuv. And the Shtei Alechem that they bring on Shavuos has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. From all the mitzvahs, atleis, whereas the Mishnah only lists that. So we have the gears of the Mishnah. Eretz Yisrael Mekodesh Mekol HaRashi Shavuos Memenu HaOymer Shtei Alechem BeHaBikurim. Okay, Bikurim is a little more normal. So the Vilna Gaon crosses out Bikurim. What did it cross out Bikurim? Bikurim is a normal din. So Menachem Zemba was one of the Geoinim in Poland. He was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Uprising. The Warsaw Ghetto in the end. So he had a friend. He was a businessman. And he was a Goin Agoin. So he had a friend by the name of Yoskevich, also a businessman. They had a whole chevra of Polish Goinim, who were Goinim Adirim, and they were businessmen. So he had a friend who was putting out a fantastic edition of the Sifrei Zuta. Sifrei Zuta, Rashi quotes it every Rashi and the Rashi Mishnah quotes it. It's a different version of the Sifrei. With the Sifrei that we have, Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon, Raliba de Reb Akiva, the Gemara says later in Sanhedrin. All of Reb Akiva's Talmidim. And the Sifrei Zuta is Aliba de Reb Ishmael. It's in a different style Hebrew, it's really Aramaic style. It's not the real Sifrei that we use on Bamidbar and Dvarim, it's in Hebrew. The Sifrei Zuta is more Aramaic style. Every so often there's a Rambam, and no one knows where the Rambam got it from. So the unfortunate point that it comes from the Sifrei Zuta. So the friend of Rabbi Menachem Zemba was putting out the Sifrei Zuta with his Marmukaimus. He has only Marmukaimus, the Ragat Shomis and Tor Sameach, so all Biki is fantastic. All Yerushalmis and Rishainim and Achrainim is unbelievable. So he sent a copy of the whole Sefer to Rabbi Menachem Zemba. Would he want to add any Ha'oris? So he added 100-page Kuntras. Wrote just shook out of his sleep. 100-page Kuntras. And the Eser Kedushas, because the Sifrei Zuta begins with the same, practically the same text as the Mishnah in Kelim Perek Aleph. as a kedushin from the slight shinuyim. So he explains what's the issue of the shinuyim. So in order to explain what the discrepancies are, so he has to explain what the Esek Kedushas are all about. So Rav Soloveitchik said the same pshat as Rav Menachem Zemba. I don't think he saw it in Rav Menachem Zemba. I don't think he saw anything. Rav Menachem Zemba was a poilushit, but it's a gevaldik. So he says, the Mishnah is not telling us that it all has Kedushas Ha'oretz with respect to the mitzvahs HaTlis Boretz. No, that's why it didn't mention Leket Shikha Peyachum Samais and Shemitah V'yoyvah. That's a different thing. The Mishnah means to say, Esek Kedusha is saying there are 10 levels of Kedushas HaMikdosh. The main Kedushas HaMikdosh is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then the Hechel has, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, has a slightly lower level of Kedush. Then Bein Ulam Ulam is Beach, Ulam is in front of the Hechel. And the Baal Shem there was an Ulam. Then Bein Ulam Ulam is Beach is a slightly lower level. Then you have Ezra's Kahanim. Then you have Ezra's Yisrael. Different levels in the Azara, then you have Esos Nashim. As you go further out from the Beis HaMikdosh, so the Kedushas HaMikdosh is less and less. So all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. L'mayinav kemina, shemivim emena ha'omer eshtei alechem. The din is that the omer has to grow in the Beis HaMikdosh. But there's no farmland in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Gemara learns that from Psukim, all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. And when the omer grew, or the Shtei Alechem grew in Eretz, anywhere in Eretz, that's considered as if it grew in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention Trumas and Mises, Shemitah V'yavah, Leket Shikhapeh. So the Vilna Goyen crosses out Bikurim, because he thought that Bikurim is a mitzvah to Yibaritz. It doesn't belong here. Just like the Mishnah didn't mention Trumas and Mises, Shemitah V'yavah, shouldn't mention Bikurim. However, Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, has two opinions about that. One opinion in Tosfos says that it's not really true, that Bikurim is not a mitzvah to Leibort. It really shouldn't be mitzvah to Leibort, because Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara there, Baba Basra Pei Aleph, has a drush on a pasuk. Gracious Bikur ad Moschel Tovi Beis Hashem Alakecha, Lo Sevasho Gdi Bachalev Emoi, the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara has a comment, Gracious Bikuri ad Moschel Prat Lechutz Lord. So you don't have to bring Bikurim from Chutz Lord. So Tosfos says, what do you need a pasuk for? All the mitzvahs are tluyas v'aretz, we know from a different pasuk that they don't apply in chutz l'aretz. So Tosfos gives two answers. So one answer is it's not really from the mitzvahs are tluyas v'aretz. It's a separate din that it doesn't apply to chutz l'aretz. Yeah, not all the dinim that don't apply to chutz l'aretz are because they're mitzvahs are tluyas, they're not all agricultural mitzvahs. So that's what Menachem Zemba says, the two versions, whether you do have bikurim or you don't have bikurim, the Sifri Zuta does not have bikurim. And when the Gemara crossed it out from the Mishnah, he thinks that it doesn't belong. So Menachem Zemba said, if you don't cross it out, so these the machlekes, whether it does belong or does belong, depends on the two opinions in Tosfos and Bava Basra Pei Aleph, whether Bikurim is a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz or not. All of Eretz Yisrael has a Kedushas Ha'aretz. That's another thing. But also, all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. The Gemara talks on the Gemara comments at the end of Ksubis on the Pasuk, at the end of Hazinu, the concluding Pasuk. The Psukim and Hazinu say there's going to be a terrible Holocaust, and everyone will be asking, where was God when all of this was happening? Etc. And then it says, after this Holocaust will be over, that people will be surprised, where was God when all this was happening? So the Pasuk says, V'chiper ad masai amai. So the Pasuk Pshat is, V'chiper HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease. Rashi writes in his commentary on Chumash, based on the Targum Onkelos, V'chiper ad masai v'amai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land. Eretz Yisrael will be rebuilt after the Holocaust. And V'chiper amai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his nation. The Jewish people are rebuilt. I was born in the middle of the Second World War. My parents said that was the darkest time in the history that they ever heard of. So the Nazis killed so many Jews. It's unbelievable. They thought that was the end of all the Torah. They killed all the Rabbanim, and they destroyed all the yeshivas, and they destroyed so many Svarim. And now there are more yeshivas than there ever were, more people learning yeshivas than ever before. And Eretz Yisrael was rebuilt. So that's Pasha, the fulfillment of the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Chiper Ad Masa Amo, after this Holocaust that was prophesied by Moshe Rabbeinu in Hazinu, in Shiras Hazinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he will appease his land and he will appease the Jewish people. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, V'chipa Miloshen Kapara. V'chipa Ad Masai Amoi. When the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, they get a Kapara, they get an atonement. So one who walks the Alaramas in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in the end of Ksubas says, Whoever walks the Halal Amas in Eretz Yisrael has an atonement for his sins. The Pnei Yeshua points out over there that we assume that there's never any mechila, there's never any kapar unless a person does tshuva. The Gemara has a machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim machlekes Satanem, whether Yom Kippur is a mechaper, if lo yosa tshuva. So it's machlekes Satanem, we have to pasken on that. It's not a shayla for the Bezon Shalmaila only, whether Yom Kippur is mechaper or not. It's shayla for the Bezon Shalmata, because there's a mission in Krisis that says that if a person was mechuyav achatos or an oshim before Yom Kippur comes and goes, he's still obligated to bring the chatos and the oshim. You don't say that Yom Kippur is mechaper and there's no longer a need for the chatos and the oshim. But if a person was obligated to bring an oshim tolui, and Yom Kippur comes and goes, then Yom Kippur was mechaper and he doesn't have to bring oshim tolui. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim, is Yom Kippur mechaper only if he did tshuva, or even if he didn't do tshuva. So it's not just the Bezin Shalmaila is going to paskin. The Bezin Shalmata has to paskin. When the man comes and says, I didn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, do I have to still bring the Oshim Tolui or not? So it's a Shaila Halacha L'maisa. So most, the Rambam, and most assume that Yom Kippur is not Mechapa without tshuva. Some of the Gainim assume not so. They assume Halacha, Yom Kippur is Mechapa even though you also tshuva. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tshuva writes that Yom Kippur is only Mechapa if also tshuva. And he says, the Mishnah in Perek Nigmar Adin and Sanhedrin says, when a Bezin gives me, says Bezin, so they tell the person, say vidui, because say to emisasa kapar al kol avinoisai. If you're not going to do tshuva, so the misa's bezin will not give you a kapara. The Rambam says, when the bezin, the Rambam, the Perek Aleph and Ilchas tshuva writes, when the bezin gives malchus, they tell the person, say vidui, do tshuva. If you're not going to do tshuva, so the malchus is not going to bring you a kapara. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the same is true regarding a malach dalan amas beretz Yisrael. This is what the minkacha was the main opponent to moving to Eretz Yisrael. He was the main opponent to Zionism. So he said, what, these secular Zionists, they're going to think they're going to get a kapara by walking the Alam Zayin Tzol, only if they do tshuva. And he quotes, I think he claims he's an ancestor from the Pnei Yeshua. He quotes his Elta Zeta, that his Elta Zeta writes in the Pnei Yeshua that walking the Alam is only mechapa if you do tshuva. The Rambam didn't say it. The Rambam listed off the others. Yom Kippur is not mechapa, Misa is not mechapa, Malkus is not mechapa. And a korban, when you bring a korban, chatas Hashem, you have to say vida. If you don't say vida, you don't do tshuva. So the korban is not mechaber. So the Pnei Yeshua said the same thing. Walking dalan amas in Eretz Yisrael is also. So the Gemara said there's an inyan to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Call a cover Eretz Yisrael kilo cover tachas hamizbeach. What do you mean? They assume mizbeach brings kapara. So all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of kedushas beis hamikdash. So call a cover Eretz Yisrael. So you get a mechila savainas. But the Gemara says there in the end of Ksub, it's a stronger kapar if the person comes to Eretz Yisrael and he lives there permanently. Not just he should walk Dalar Amas, then go back to Chutz Lawrence. He should live in Eretz Yisrael permanently. If a person only walks Dalar Amas, that's a miktsas kiyam mitzvah. And if a person is buried in Eretz Yisrael, there's not a miktsas kiyam mitzvah, but it's in a certain sense, it may possibly bring a little kapar. The Rambam has an interesting concept that he writes in quite a few places. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that you can only do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the Gemara and he says the reason why is because Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah has to be done by Klal Yisrael, and only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have the status of Klal Yisrael. And he adds on an expression that if one can imagine Chas V'Sholom, I assume that's probably a literal translation from the Arabic. Sefer Mitzvah was written in Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation. So he says, if one could imagine Chas V'Sholom, that there would be a Holocaust, and there would be millions of Jews would survive, but there wouldn't be any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So then God violated his promise, because God promised that the Jewish nation will always continue to exist. And if you have millions of Jews who live in Chutz Lawrence, that's not the Jewish nation, the Yechidim. The Tziruf of the Tzibur, the Klal Yisrael, is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So he says that's why Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah has to be observed, has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, either by the Bezin of Eretz Yisrael or by the... Today, the Rambam says the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who make the Shana into a Shana Moberes by observing it as such, and by making Rosh Chodesh, by observing it as such. The Rambam writes the same in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Bechoris. And Daf Chof Tes, the Mishnah there says a word about smicha. There's an institution of smicha. And the Gemara says in the first Perek in Sanhedrin, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes, why? It's smicha has to do with the farmers, with the mitzvahs at least, but it's an agricultural mitzvah. Why can it only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, no, because smicha is not a private person has smicha, ish b'pish ha-moshe ha-beinu, and he has the ability to transmit the smicha to his talmid. Smicha is not a private affair. That I have smicha, I want to confer smicha. Smicha, the one who confers smicha is giving b'shem kol Yisrael. So b'shem klal Yisrael, that has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. How does the Rambam know that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute klal Yisrael? So in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he quotes a Gemara in the beginning of Hoirius. There's an institution, the first Perek in Hoirius talks a lot about the dinim of par halam dovah shel tzibur, that if an individual person violated an aver b'shoigeg, which if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayv koris. So he violated the aver b'shoigeg. He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg. He ate chametz b'pesach b'shoigeg. Or he ate on Yom Kippur b'shoigeg. Or something like that. So kol shezdona koris is shigigosa chatos. He has to bring a korban chatos. What if the Bez Nagodol Paskin that you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos? The Bez Nagodol Paskin, everybody's turning on lights. What are you going to be machmer if they say is mutter? And then the Bez Nagodol realizes they made a mistake and they publicize made a mistake. No one should turn on any lights. On Shabbos, it's a malocha derais. And it turns out that the roiv of the Jewish people violated the Issa because of the mistake in Pesach of the Bez Nagodol. So the Torah has a din. The Bez Nagodol brings a par halam davar shel tzibur and the individuals don't have to bring. So the Gemara says, Bahayro, when this mistake was made by the Bez Nagodol, in Psak, Bahayro, Haloch Acharav Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, it only depends, the Roiv HaTzibur depends on the Roiv of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are considered Ki'ichidim. They are considered Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, on Choris, on Daf Chof Tes, quotes that Gemara in the beginning of Hoirius. I think it's Daf Dalet in Hoirius, Bahayro, Haloch Acharav Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. And he says that's the reason why smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. The Abnezer has in the second, the beginning of the second chelak on Aruch Chaim. Abnezer is Chubas in the order of Shulchan Aruch. So the beginning of the second chelak Aruch Chaim starts with Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. So in the first simon, first essay, he puts together these three dinim. He puts together the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, but the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he's saying the same thing, that the Iket Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only those people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the mitzaref of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara has in Erech and Daf Yud, the Gemara has the whole discussion about which days do you say Halal Shalem, and when was one not obligated to recite Halal Shalem. So the Gemara says every day of Chanukah we say Halal Shalem, and on Purim we don't recite Halal. How come there's a discrepancy between Chanukah and Purim? They're both Yom Tovim that were introduced. Part of Megillah's Tainus both had to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So why is there a difference? So the Gemara gives three suggestions. So one of the three suggestions is that there's a difference, that the Nes Chanukah occurred in Eretz Yisrael and the Nes Purim occurred in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, what's the difference? So the Maharsha in the Chidush Agada thinks that the Nes of Eretz Yisrael means that Chanukah was a Nes Nigla, as opposed to Purim, the Nes occurred in Chutz La'aretz. There's less Hashgach HaPratis, and the Nes Purim was a Nes Nista. That's why Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. So you only say Halal, the Masho interprets. You only say Halal when there's a Nes Nigla. You don't say Halal when it's only a Nes Nista. But the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Maharsho, and then he suggests a different Pshat. He says he thinks that the Pshat is, based on the Gemara, he quotes, instead of quoting these Rambams, by Kiddush HaChodesh, and by Smicha, and by Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, he quotes a Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Tainus. The Gemara says that you only say the same talamot and baruch aleinu when the tzibur needs rain. Let's say I live in Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the summer. For some reason or another, I need rain. So I want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring rain in the middle of the summer. So Gemara says, say it in Shmak aleinu, but you shouldn't say in baruch aleinu. You only say the same talamot and baruch aleinu when the tzibur needs rain. So the Gemara says, what if you have Ir Gedola Keninveh, you have a gigantic metropolis where you have millions of Jews living there, and they need rain in the middle of the summer. So the Gemara says, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are Ki'ichidim Domo. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So if they need rain in the middle of the summer, let them say in Shmak Aleinu. They shouldn't say in the Saint Talamah. They shouldn't say the Saint Talamah and Baruch Aleinu. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes that Gemara to bring about the same, to bring out the same idea that that it's the mitzaref of Klal Yisrael is the fact that they're all living in Eretz Yisrael. Those who don't live in, those who live in Chutz Lars are not considered Yechidim. We're Jewish, we have a Kedushin Sitzol, B'chayiv and Mitzvahs, but we're considered Yechidim. The many more in Yonim to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, this is, we scraped the surface. Have a nice day.
He says, that the Ramah mentioned Yisrael, one of the conditions.